Welcome to today's Higher Every Day, a Friday, the 19th of December 2025. Today's topic is commitment to the covenant. Our text today is taken from Exodus chapter 34, verses 10 to 15. And he said, Behold, I make a covenant. Before all thy people I will do marvels, such as have not been done in all the earth, nor in any nation. And all the people among which thou art shall see the work of the Lord, for it is a terrible thing that I will do with thee. Observe thou that which I command thee this day. Behold, I drive out before thee the Amorite, and the Canaanite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite. Take heed to thyself, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land whither thou goest, lest it be for a snare in the midst of thee. But ye shall destroy their altars, break their images, and cut down their groves. For thou shalt worship no other god, for the Lord, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous God. Verse 15. Lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, and they go a-whoring after their gods, and do sacrifice unto their gods, and one call thee, and thou eat of his sacrifice. Our memory verse is taken from Exodus chapter 34, verse 12. Take heed to thyself, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land whither thou goest, lest it be for a snare in the midst of thee. God's dealing with Israel was unique in many respects. Our text reveals some conditions God gave them to ensure they remained his own and enjoyed the blessings of their covenant relationship with him. Thus, he unveils the benefits of including unique manifestations of his power and wonders to protect them against the attack of enemy nations, making them peculiar. On their part, they were to avoid idolatry, syncretic worship and intermarriage with the heathen nation so that they wouldn't serve other gods. God's standard for his covenant blessings for his people remains the same today. He still prohibits idolatry, unequal yoke in marriage, disobedience to his words and unwholesome relationships with people who might turn away his people from holy and pure worship. Israel's rebellion earned her displeasure and chastisement from God. God is no respecter of persons. Those who erroneously assume the era of grace gives license for sinning are self-deluded. Believers of all ages are to remain faithful to God, keeping to all the conditions of his covenant, and he will graciously bless them as he has promised to. Quote for the day, they were to avoid idolatry. The challenge for today is, grace does not give license for sinning. Prayer, give me the grace to be faithful to your covenant, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.highereveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.